89.3 The Current. It's The Current's morning show. Thursday morning, we welcome Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What's going on for this weekend?
Well, we got a few things that I think are all worth checking out. First off, No Star Wear. This is a reading performance of Baufee's new poems. I say performance because, you know, he's a Minnesota Grand Slam poetry champ and National Poetry Slam finalist.
So,
The guy knows how to read poetry. He also knows how to write poetry. His last book, which was of his last collection, was Song I Sing, got a rave review in the New York Times. So, you know, this is a great local guy doing fabulous work that gets national attention, and here he is going to be releasing his new poems at the Loft Literary Center on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. I'm guessing it's going to be a great evening.
So, all right,
that's No Star Wear. Then second up, Dark. This is Sam Shepard's play A Lie of the Mind, which starts on the happy note of a wife waking up to realizing she has brain damage because her husband beat her so hard the night before.
God. Yeah,
terrible,
this is dark.
Yeah. So it's Sam Shepard's Portrait of the American Nightmare. And so basically it's the study, they each retreat to their respective family homes. And so you get to sort of see the dysfunctional families they both came out of. And you learn about, you just get this window into both dysfunctional families and then dysfunctional love.
Okay.
And so it's just sort of, meditation on those things. But, done by a great local theater company and a great playwright. So compelling, dark stuff.
And what is the theater company's name again?
Oh, this is Theater Pro Rata. And
okay.
It's performing, they're performing at Nimbus Theater, which is in North Minneapolis, Northeast Minneapolis space. So on Central Avenue. So yeah, A Lie of the Mind. And that runs through September 27th.
Okay.
Then MinAnimate 4.
What is that?
MinAnimate is the Minnesota Animation Festival. And it's a bunch of short animation pieces. And it's really fun. They have a youth component. And frankly, it's one of the youth videos that has me the most drawn to it. Norman County East Elementary third graders are presenting Clown versus Shark.
Wow. And, okay.
No, I want no spoiler alerts. Okay. I don't want to know. I do not want to know who wins.
Do not
this.
Tell me who wins.
But, immediately I'm like, oh, that's got me. Clown versus Shark. I'm totally into it. There's also another, and then they have the adult section where they have the fully grown animators who are putting on stuff. And there's one called Egghood. Animated short that follows an egg from birth to high school graduation. It's like Boyhood, but it's 30 seconds long, and it's about an egg. So,
that's great.
Yeah. So lots of fun short animation pieces. It's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Film Society of Minneapolis and St. Paul's St. Anthony Main Theater. So that's tonight.
Okay.
So yeah, you got all sorts of stuff you can do this weekend. You got film, you got poetry, you've got theater.
Dark theater.
So all going on this weekend.
All right. Well, it sounds good. You can check out everything that Marianne has mentioned. We'll have a post up at thecurrent.org. Just look for the Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News. She joins us on Thursday mornings for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Thanks, Marianne.
I think I'll walk away now.
All right. See you later.